The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash jackpot up to $700 thanks to HelloFresh. This holiday season, let HelloFresh send you everything you need to make delicious meals in about 30 minutes. Get 14 free meals plus 3 free gifts during their Black Friday sale with code ANNA14 at HelloFresh.com/ANNA14. Denise, you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, you got it, Denise. Good luck.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, you can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in and ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. Ready to play?
I am.
Number one, Sesame Street made history with the debut of its first Asian-American puppet named G. Young. In 1970, Ernie reached number 16 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts with what timeless hit about a bath time toy?
Rubber ducky.
Number two, 1 in 4 adults say they belong on Santa's naughty list this year. What actor that passed away earlier this year played Santa in the movie Elf?
Ed Asner.
Number three, Pee Wee Herman is going to host his own radio show for one night only on a station in Santa Monica. What actor plays Pee Wee Herman?
Oh, God.
Time's up.
Don't remember his name.
That's okay.
No, I don't remember his name.
That's all right. Number four, Mel Gibson will direct Lethal Weapon 5. The original Lethal Weapon was released in 1987, but which one of these movies was the top grossing movie of that year? Lethal Weapon, Three Men and a Baby, or Good Morning Vietnam?
Good Morning Vietnam.
At number five, Peacock is coming out with a 3-part docuseries next year about Barney, the purple dinosaur from Barney and Friends. What type of dinosaur is Barney?
He is a T-Rex.
Let me bring Raven back in. All right, Raven.
Yo.
Denise got 3 out of 5.
Pretty good, Denise. $700. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Sesame Street made history with the debut of its first Asian-American puppet named G. Young. In 1970, Ernie reached number 16 on the Billboard 100 charts with what timeless hit about a bath time toy?
Rubber ducky, you're the one.
That's it. Number two, We're good. 1 in 4 adults say they belong on Santa's naughty list this year. What actor that passed away earlier this year played Santa in the movie Elf?
Elf, that's Ed Asner.
Yes. Number three, Pee Wee Herman is going to host his own radio show for one night only on a station in Santa Monica. What actor plays Pee Wee Herman?
It's Paul Rubens.
Yep. Number four, Mel Gibson will direct Lethal Weapon 5. The original Lethal Weapon was released in 1987.
Wow.
Which one of these movies was the top grossing movie of that year? Lethal Weapon, Three Men and a Baby, or Good Morning Vietnam?
I'll guess Three Men and a Baby. I think it might be Lethal Weapon, but...
It was Three Men and a Baby.
Yeah!
Lethal Weapon was number 9 that year.
Wow, that's surprising, but I bet you it was number 1 when number 2 came out.
Number 5, Peacock is coming out with a 3-part docuseries next year about Barney, the purple dinosaur from Barney and Friends.
All right.
What kind of dinosaur is Barney?
He's a Tyrannosaurus, right?
Yes, he's a T-Rex. I'm sorry, Denise, he beat you 5-3 this morning. That does get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Oh, it's Denise, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thanks for playing, Denise. Hold on. We'll get all your info.
Better luck next time. Okay. Enjoy that shirt, girl.
Put another $100 in the jackpot. $800 tomorrow. Think you have what it takes to take Raven down? You could always sign up to play at annaandraven.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place. With coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Hello. I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customized coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.